We're living at Stanford because of Mike's appointment, and we had a lovely house there, which we're still in. And then all of a sudden, one day, we hear that John Gardner's coming out to Stanford. And I thought, well, that's fabulous. And yes, he came, and he, while he was here, we reconnected and talked. And then we had some extended conversations about how John and Aida could and should get their house. He had been invited to come back to Stanford, but the living situation. And that wasn't John's forte, real estate, and he was a little uncertain about how to get the right house. And Aida, she was really at home in Washington, and she didn't seem to be really ready and anxious to move out to California. But she wasn't around, but John was trying to figure this housing thing out. So we talked, and I said, he wanted to know, how did we buy the house, and how does the housing thing work on campus?
Were you still working in real estate at this time?
Yes.
Okay.
Yes. So we kind of briefed him on that, and he said, well, how do I know what price to set? How did you do that? And we talked through that. And then I said, well, as it turned out, there were a lot of people interested in the house. And so we had to do a bidding thing to be fair. He said, that's a great idea. That's what we're going to do. So that's what John Gardner did. He said, do you mind telling me about how much the house actually sold for? I said, no, whatever it was, I told him. He said, okay, so we're right across the park from each other. So he said, I'll just make that the price of the house, and we'll do a bidding thing if necessary. Thank you very much, Wendy. That was great.